You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand tonight. Joshua Radin returns. Josh, I'm going to give you a solo round of applause.
Oh, thank you so much. It's so nice to be back.
Apologies for Lucy's absence. She's currently in Ibiza.
Oh, that's okay.
But she sends her best.
Tell her I send my best as well.
We always know it's summer when you're around our neck of the woods. This time last year, of course, you were very much in our presence and on the radio, and you came and did a session for us. But I also spoke to you at Glastonbury, you probably don't remember, last summer.
And it was
very hot.
In the backstage tent.
In one of the tents. World's hottest day.
Yeah, that was very, very sweaty.
It was intense times.
And that's my first Glastonbury, and I was prepared with my wellies, and it didn't rain at all.
I know.
All I wanted to do was be stuck in the mud and listen to Mumford, but oh well.
It's good to have you back, really good.
It's really good to be back.
The album is different from last year's, kind of your first appearance in our lives. You've gone for a little bit of a different sound. It's still quite upbeat and really mellow, but it's got more, you've recorded with a bigger band.
Yeah, that's right. It's the first time I ever recorded live before. And I recorded this record in London. And actually this single that I just played, I Missed You, we just played it super mellow, chilled out acoustically. But the single, as you'll hear, it's pretty much electric guitars and full band and drums, and it's a little more lively.
It's got good energy to it.
Thanks.
Which is the kind of stuff we need at this time.
That's the first song I ever wrote. It's the first pop song I've ever written, and it's the first song I ever wrote to a drum beat. You know, usually I write songs with my acoustic guitar sitting on my couch, like in my underwear, you know, or as you call it, your pants.
Uh-huh.
And then go in with a producer, and we sort of come up with a sound and play around with drums and, you know, figure out a beat. You know, this was the first time I said I was listening to some old Smokey Robinson tracks and I wanted sort of a Motown beat on it. So we started with that beat, with that kind of vibe, and then I wrote a song around it. So it's a bunch of new experiences for me on this record.
The Brits are doing incredibly well in America at the moment.
Yeah, Adele is killing it.
Oh my God.
She's like a machine. Her voice is just incredible.
It's frightening. Have you managed to cross paths with it? Like Jessie J, she's doing really well in America as well. And Tiny Temper too.
I don't know them, but I've heard of Jessie J, but I've never met her.
She was our Brits Critics' Choice this year. She's done incredibly well over here.
I saw her play on Saturday Night Live, which is a very popular platform,
isn't it?
Does that air in England?
It doesn't, though. But okay. I think everyone knows who it is, what it is.
Yeah, it's probably the biggest show you can play a song on. You play two songs and it's probably the biggest audience. You know you've made it in America. It's sort of like being in London and playing Jules Holland.
Yeah.
You know you've made it.
How is Zach Braff still?
He's doing great. He's shooting
stuff?
A movie right now in Detroit, which is the prequel to, it's called Oz. It's the prequel to The Wizard of Oz. It's him and James Franco and Mila Kunis and a couple other talented people, and it's a huge, like $200 million movie or something.
Wow.
Like, I think it's like Avatar or something. Like,
crikey!
I don't know. He's playing a flying monkey sidekick to James Franco, so he's like the comedic relief, I think, and he has to spend all day in makeup becoming.
It sounds
a monkey.
Like quite a trip.
Yeah, it just started shooting about a week ago, and I've been over here, so I got to go to Detroit and see what's going on. I think watching him get made up as a monkey every day is going to be quite the treat for me.
You're going to be taking the mic.
Laughing my ass off all day.
And you went back on the Ellen show as well, because obviously you performed at Ellen's wedding.
Oh, and then it was her birthday.
That was it.
So she requested that I come and play a song.
Josh, thanks very much for coming.
Thank you so much
for having
me again.
Can you introduce your new single for us, and we will play it on In Demand now.
So. Thank you so much. All right. My name is Joshua Radin, and my album, The Rock and the Tide, is out August 1st in the UK. My single is out now. It's called I Missed You, and here it is.
You're listening to In Demand. Discover In Demand online. Find out everything you need to know about Alex and Lucy. InDemand.fm. In Demand.
This is In Demand tonight with James Morrison. Hello, sir.
Hey, how are you?
I'm all right, mate. Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm good. I'm always good. It's always awkward when you say, how are you? Because if someone says, oh, I'm not really good, it's like, you don't really want to get into it, do you?
Nine times out of ten, people always say they're okay, though, don't they?
Yeah, no, they do. They just lie. But I'm actually all right.
You are actually okay.
That's good, yeah.
Because you can share. That's fine. This is an open forum, so any issues you can discuss. Now, you're going to come and spend some quality time with me and Lucy pretty soon.
Yeah,
but I just wanted to get you on tonight to introduce the brand new song for the first time.
Yeah, thank you.
So is it exciting now it's out there in the public?
Yeah, I'm really excited. It feels like I've been locked away in a little science lab with loads of musicians, and it's kind of a one way thing. It's like, you know, it's like a one way relationship until you release it. So it's nice to get some feedback, and I'm really excited about the new album, and I'm still doing what I'm doing, so I never take it for granted. So yeah, I'm well excited to be having a new album and getting out there again.
You said that the first two albums were a bit like practice.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not putting it down on the first two. I mean, I'm proud of them, you know, but I just feel like, you know, from doing those albums and touring and, you know, I was a young lad when I first signed to my record label. So it was all quite sort of daunting, and I was quite naive about everything, and I didn't really know how much control I had over things. And whereas now, you know, I'm not a control freak, but I know what I'm doing a little bit more, hopefully, and I feel confident about what I'm doing and comfortable in my shoes now. And
your new best mate, Jessie J, she's making a nice little appearance.
My new bezzy mate, yeah.
yeah, like, Jessie J. Imagine the two of you, no one getting a word in edgeways.
Yeah, well, yeah, I kind of, I was quite quiet, actually. I think I was just kind of gobsmacked at how gorgeous and funny and witty she was. You know? Yeah, she's an amazing artist. And, you know, when I watch her videos, I can't look away from the telly until it's stopped. So I was nervous. I was well nervous when she came in. And she looked amazing, you know, with her hair and you know, the whole look that she's got going on. It's just makes your jaw drop to the floor. I was just trying to be cool, but it didn't work.
So that will be second single, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. But for now, we've got first single. The album is The Awakening. That's September 26th.
Yes.
First single is officially out September 19th. James, can you introduce it, and we will play it on In Demand now.
Okay, so I'm James Morrison. This is my brand new single. It's called I Won't Let You Go.
You're listening to the In Demand podcast. Don't forget to follow In Demand on Twitter. Twitter.com/AlexandLucy.
This is In Demand. It's Wednesday night with Kings of Leon, You Somebody, I'm Alex. Hello. The brand new song from Enrique on the way for you very soon. And I might have a Lucy-shaped hole in my life for the next few nights until next week. But this evening, it's been filled by the beautiful Pixie Lott. Hello!
Ooh, hello!
Hiya!
Hiya, how you doing?
All right, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Thank you very much for coming.
Thanks for having me on the show.
How's your day going so far?
The day has been productive. I've really enjoyed it, actually. Yeah, it's been really good.
So this week is essentially the big week where you're taken out on the road and you get to talk to everyone about the new song.
Exactly.
And kind of sell your wares, so to speak.
Exactly, yeah. Yesterday and today, I've just been kind of like travelling all around to like the radio stations and chatting away. And it's been really nice because I've met loads of my cats like on the road, because they've all like turned up to the radio stations. And I've been quite overwhelmed with like how many people have turned up, because when I first did my first radio tour, no one.
No, the no first one time turned you came up to see me and Lucy, yeah. It was like you were a brand new artist.
Exactly.
And how far we've come in the last 2 years.
Exactly.
It has been two years now, hasn't it?
Quite a while now.
So the cats, you call your fans your cats, and they always put cat makeup on and cat ears when they come
and see you live.
And
stuff.
Are you starting to see familiar faces? Are there hardcore cats who will follow you from place to place?
Oh, yeah, there's some amazing. Well, they're all amazing. They're so nice, like the best people ever. But there's a couple of familiar faces that I see and I recognise, and I give them a little hug and we have a little catch up.
The cats are out in force on Twitter this evening.
Are they?
They are ready to ask you some serious questions.
It's all about
you and them this evening. If they give us any questions, is there anything you're sick of being asked?
Well, I have been asked loads of questions loads of times, but I don't mind. I mean, I've been asked, like, why you call Pixie loads, or, you know, just the usual, like, where are you from, blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, I don't mind. It's all good.
So you're happy? Well, the hardcore fans will know all that stuff anyway, won't they?
Hopefully, yeah.
So maybe let's come up with some new questions for Pixie this evening. So it's twitter.com/AlexandLucy on Twitter. And also on the text, 63103, starting your message with the word demand. Also got a nice treat for you very soon. Because you're going to sing for us,
yes,
too. But you've worked with Jason Derulo.
I have.
His brand new song, mm-hmm, called It Girl has landed this afternoon.
This afternoon?
It's not been played anywhere yet.
No way. Are you going to give it the first play?
In the next sort of 10 minutes or so, and we'll get your judgment on it.
Okay,
so
I'll let
like
you know.
Jukebox Jewelry with Pixie Lott. Questions on twitter.com/AlexandLucy. Pixie's here till 8. This is Enrique. Wednesday with Gaga and Judas. That brand new song from Jason Derulo is on in minutes. Pixie Lott is here to judge it.
The pressure is on.
Do you think word will get back to your mate Jason if you don't like it?
I think it possibly could, you know, but well, I'm sure I'll love it. I'm sure it's going to be fab.
He follows twitter.com/AlexandLucy. So,
he does.
Yeah, we better say nice things.
Of course we will.
Taking your questions for Pixie this evening, twitter.com/AlexandLucy and 63103. Starting your message with the word demand. Let's start with Macca, who wants to know, what football team do you support, Pixie Lot?
I would say I don't really follow football as much now because I'm so busy, but I support West Ham. Through and through.
Your mum's out there going,
yeah! Because that's from my mum. But my dad supports Charlton, so I always say that I'm even. I support both, but probably a little bit more West Ham.
Will you get a season ticket now for mentioning that, do you think?
Well, let's hope.
You can work on that.
Fingers crossed.
That would save some pennies in the Pixie Lot household. Olivia would like to know, how do you feel about Selena Gomez's tour being called the We Own the Night Tour? Because that's a song you wrote.
Exactly. I'm really happy about that. Because, yeah, that's the song that I wrote for her album and that the tour's called that. That's really cool.
Now, there's a pair of headphones there. You've got your beautiful new bob and I'm going to ask you to mess it up a little bit. You could pop those headphones on for me.
These ones?
We've got some, we've got some listeners who we spoke to earlier today. Can you hear everything okay? Is that cool?
I can't hear anything, actually.
Can you not hear anything at all? Take Maxwell. Podcast Max is in charge of Twitter this evening.
There we go.
He's controlling the whole thing. Is that better?
That's much better. Sounds more professional now.
Yeah, you can choose between Sam, Lucy, Sophie, Hannah, Siobhan, Rebecca and Lauren. Who are we starting with?
Sam.
Starting with Sam. Okay, here's Sam.
Hi, I'm Sam and I'm from Hertfordshire. And my question is, what message would you give to your male fans?
What's the message for your male fans,
Pixie? Oh, that's quite broad. Hi, Sam. Message to my male fans. Just thanks so much for all of your support. Because I have quite a few girl fans, probably more girl fans than boy fans.
I would say 90% girls.
Exactly. So I want to say thank you so much to all the male fans because there's not as many of you. So thank you. And I love you.
Let's go for Lucy next. This is Lucy. Oh, she's not there. Let's try Sophie.
Hey, Pixie. It's Sophie Thompson from Twitter. I love you. You're amazing. And this is my question. If you could collaborate with any singer or band, who would you choose and why? I love you.
She loves you, by the way.
I love her too. I don't know. It's quite... I would always say before Stevie Wonder, because that's who I grew up listening to the most. But on my new album, he's actually featuring on one of the songs.
Amazing.
Which I'm really, really happy about.
And you went for dinner with him as well, didn't you?
Yeah, we did a couple of times and he's just so amazing and lovely and just how you'd imagine he would be.
Brilliant. Here's Lucy.
Hi, Pixie. It's Lucy Baker and I'm from Birmingham. I love you. I want to know, what's your favourite acoustic song that you've covered?
Hi, Lucy. My favourite acoustic song? I don't know. I love doing covers so much. There's loads. I mean, I love doing You Somebody by Kings of Leon. I do that quite a lot. I love doing Isn't She Lovely by Stevie Wonder. I did a Coldplay track for the first time yesterday, which was really fun.
I've heard good things about this Coldplay track.
Have you?
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. I did it yesterday for the first time, but I would definitely do it again because I really liked it.
There was a tweet I read. First thing, it's quite frightening, actually. I tweeted last night that you were here tonight, so get your questions in early. Some guy tweeted, my question for Pixie is, what's her address? Because if she doesn't release that Coldplay track, I'm going to hunt you down and find you.
No
way. I was
like,
am I still asleep? That is quite frightening. Maybe a B-side at some point, perhaps.
Maybe. I mean, I'd love to. It was really weird. I sang it and I just got really emotional. And at the end, I like burst into tears.
Oh.
I don't know why. I think just the song's so amazing and the lyrics are so like, you know, they touch your heart. So
Coldplay are good at that, though, aren't they?
They are.
Chris Martin is a genius.
Exactly.
Right, let's play this brand new song from Jason Derulo and then we'll get your official verdict on it. It's the first time on In Demand. It's going to be available to download at the end of August. This is the follow-up to Don't Want to Go Home from Jason Derulo. It's called It Girl. Brand new for Jason Derulo on In Demand tonight. It's called It Girl and you can download it from the 19th of September. What do you reckon? Twitter.com/AlexandLucy. Share your thoughts. This is it, girl. That was quite sinister at the end, wasn't it? What do you think, Pixie Lot?
I really enjoyed it.
It was good, wasn't it?
I thought it was really good. It's really catchy. It's got all the right elements to a great pop song.
You said that kind of... You've heard that before somewhere.
Yeah, I nicked it off someone.
It's good. Follow-up to Don't Want to Go Home. Potential number one, do you reckon?
I think so, definitely. He's unstoppable, isn't he?
He is. He's like a machine. And they work him hard. You work hard. But do Jason Derulo works hard.
Does he work harder than me?
Well, when he came here, he'd flown in from Sweden. He came to Inderman Towers. He finished at 8 o'clock. He had to go and do a PA in Watford. And then come back to Inderman Towers the next morning and spent 6 hours here doing interviews.
No way.
Then he flew back to America.
Well, I guess when you're over this side, if you're from America, you kind of get it all, like,
yeah,
out of the way.
Go.
So if he's coming here, he'll go to Sweden, he'll go to blah, 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 blah.
Right. You do work hard. And you sang earlier for us.
I did.
You did a special acoustic version of the brand new song, and we're going to hear that after Beyoncé next. Inderman Wednesday. I'm Alex, joined by Pixie Lott, still with us on Inderman tonight. that was Beyoncé, Best Thing I Never Had. A few more questions here for you, Pixie. Hello to the Script Crazy on Twitter. I met you this morning, Pixie, and I wanted to know, what's your favourite nail style that you've worn?
My favourite nails. That's so hard.
I feel like that question might have come better from Lucy, but I'll try and compensate for that.
It doesn't really suit you, no, I'm joking. I don't know. I've been through quite a few, but I've at the moment, if you can see on the webcam, I've got, it's called Minx nails.
They look pretty complicated.
They're quite complicated. Basically, I've got a different design on each nail, but I thought I'd just go for it.
How long does that
take? No, it actually doesn't take that long. It's like stickers that you heat on.
Oh, right, okay.
So
pretty simple.
It's really simple. You should try it out.
We might give that a go later. Maybe after 8 o'clock we'll kick back and do each other's nails and stuff.
Beautiful.
Hello to you, Sophie. Who influenced you to start singing? That was kind of Stevie Wonder, those kind of guys, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Hello to Mark, who says, if you look at the definition of perfection in the dictionary, you'll see a picture of Pixie Lott. He's described you as heavenly. Did you just vomit in your mouth, Pixie Lott? It looked like you
no,
did.
No, I was just... I don't know, that's so...
That's smooth, isn't it? What's the worst chat-up line you've ever had? Because you must get attention all the time now, surely.
No, I don't know. I don't think it's any... Like, it's not different to before. It's just, like, people ask for my picture or my autograph or whatever. But yeah. I don't know, chat-up lines, not really. If someone says a chat-up line to me, I think it's funny. I laugh.
That's not what a guy wants, though. Oh. You need to act all like, yeah, I'm impressed with your lines, man.
Oh, you're meant to be impressed with them. But then I laugh, so then it kind of like wins over with their humour.
Okay.
So it kind of works.
I'm not a pro in this. I don't have much luck with girls for some reason. Hello to Katie. What's your advice for young singers who aspire to be like you?
Advice for young singers. Well, from such a young age, like, I would go out and work in the studio, write songs. I'd go to every audition that I found on the internet and newspapers and every open mic night and meet loads of people because I just wanted to get out there and do it. I was, like, itching inside. So I think if you just go for every opportunity out there and, you know, believe in yourself, and if you can't imagine doing anything else, you just have to kind of, like, dedicate yourself to your passion and... You'll get there.
It's all about grafting, isn't it?
It is, exactly.
It doesn't come easy. If you pop your headphones on again for us for a couple of seconds, we've got Hannah's question ready to go. So here's Hannah.
Hey, Pixie, it's Hannah. My question is, will you be doing CD signings for your new single?
CD signings for your new single?
I really hope so. To be honest, I don't have a clue what my schedule is from day to day. I just turn off and go with the flow. But hopefully. I love doing signings. I love meeting all the cats and... signings and stuff. That's what I've been doing today and yesterday. Yeah. So hopefully soon.
We'll wait and see on that one. This is Siobhan.
Hi, Pixie. My name's Siobhan. I love you so much. And my question for you is, how do you feel about inspiring so many people?
It's a lot of weight on your shoulders.
Yeah, that's so crazy. I mean, I love it. I love all the letters that that people write in and say that you've inspired me and your songs have inspired me and your music and stuff. And I just feel really happy that that's happened. And I just, like, I want to keep on just writing songs that inspire people and hopefully I can do it forever.
Now, earlier today, you performed a special acoustic version of All About Tonight.
Yes.
We're going to play that now. How does it feel compared to, because you were in a studio with just four or five of us.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get nervous in that situation or do you get nervous in front of thousands of people?
I don't really get nervous. I just, because I love singing, obviously, so I just kind of get excited. When there's a massive crowd, like the gig that you did on Sunday, I get kind of a massive buzz because there's so many people and I love it. And the bigger the crowd, the better, I would say. But today, when I recorded the song in the studio with you guys, it's kind of a different feeling, but I still love it. It's just, I feel more, I'm kind of singing it to myself in a way.
Yeah, I see what you mean, yeah. Right, let's get it on. Pixie, can you introduce your very special in-demand version of All About Tonight?
Sorry, what did you say? I got distracted for a second then.
Are you okay?
I'm good. I was looking outside the window and then I just
It's your mum. Your mum's making best mates with Brian, the security guard,
I
isn't
know.
She? We're going to play All About Tonight. Can you introduce it? It's your very special in-demand version.
This is my very special in-demand version, acoustic, of All About Tonight.
Discover In Demand online. There's always a chance to win. Indemand.fm.
This is In Demand, and tonight welcoming Cher Lloyd to the show. And you know what? Lucy's not here, Cher, but I'm going to give you the In Demand clap on my own.
Oh, thank you.
It's release week, Cher. How are you feeling at this very moment in time?
I'm very nervous. It's my first ever song.
Yeah, it's really exciting, and it's riding high on iTunes, and massively ahead of the competition as well.
Yeah, it's scary, isn't it?
It's all sinking in for you, isn't it, now?
Oh, not really. It's taken a bit of time. It's a lot of weight on my shoulders, I suppose.
How close are your family to you in all this big X Factor process and first single release and stuff like that?
Yeah, we're really, really close. Yeah, my dad's always messaging saying how well I'm doing and things like that, so it's nice.
You are, you're doing really well, and I think a lot of people forget you're still really, really young, and to deal with this kind of thing at this age is quite a big deal. It's a massive deal, isn't it?
Yeah, just a bit.
Yeah?
I just put my head down and get on with it, I suppose. I can't make a big song and dance over it because, you know, it hasn't happened yet. You know, I haven't got my dream number one, so I'm just, you know, keeping my head down and hoping for the best.
Only a couple of days to go until we find out.
Oh, no.
It's in the bag, Cher. Come on, you've got to be confident.
Yeah, but you don't know that.
Oh, I'm confident for you. Because, do you know what? Aside from when we first played the song, it divided people, and that's fair enough. That's what a good pop song does. And you want to kind of, you want to achieve that, don't you?
Yeah, I wouldn't like everyone to be like, oh, what a beautiful song. I don't think I'd enjoy that. I like it when people are like, I'm not really sure about this one. You know, I don't like this and I don't like that. I think it makes it a lot more interesting for me.
A good pop song should make people stop, pay attention.
Yeah.
And think about it.
Yeah.
And you've definitely done that. But over a period of time, over the last few weeks, as we've been playing the song, more and more people have come to like it.
Oh.
And it must feel good that some of the you so-called haters in the first place are now turning around and giving you the thumbs up.
I know, that's strange, isn't it?
But it's good as well.
Oh, it's brilliant, yeah.
And hopefully, are we kind of going to expect a similar vibe from the rest of the material that will come eventually? Or is this totally removed from other stuff?
Oh, it's totally different. It's like completely different to anything else on the album. There's lots of different things, but you know, there's songs on there that I like more than I like Swagger Jagger. And, yeah, I think there's something on there for everybody.
But when you finished the X Factor, what happened then for you? What was the process of recording? How long did it take?
Obviously, I was already packed up. I'd already packed my stuff about the third week in because I thought I was going to go. So, I just got all my stuff and then the next day I was taken to a recording studio and I walked in and will.i.am was there. And, we just recorded a song together and then it just moved on from there. And then obviously I got the flight to LA and things like that. And it's all a bit crazy. When you say it like that, it seems so mad.
And but you had this guy by your side. This is Savan Kotecha.
Yes.
Who people might know from The X Factor. He was the vocal coach. We saw him quite a lot on TV.
Uh-huh.
But he was kind of your wingman to a certain extent, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's basically done helped me with absolutely everything. Well, all the way through X Factor, we were really good friends. And he just helped me through all of it. And he always said that things would turn out really well. And he's helped me so much that now it has, you know. So
he's right.
I do think that he is not human. I think that he has been sent down to help me.
He follows me and Lucy on Twitter and he tweets us every time. Because when we play Swagger Jagger, we always tweet and say that we're playing it and stuff. And other artists that he's written with as well. And he always sends us a nice message every single night saying hello.
Yeah, he's lovely.
He is. Can you introduce Swagger Jagger on In Demand now, Cher? And then we'll chat a little tiny bit more afterwards.
Hello, this is my single, Swagger Jagger.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand, Cher Lloyd, still on In Demand tonight and still with the solo round of applause for you, Cher.
Oh, thank you.
We played Swagger Jagger a little earlier on In Demand. Tell me about filming the video for the very first time, because it's a great video, matches the song perfectly. Was it your idea or did the record company give you a concept and stuff?
Well, we all sort of sat down, you know, at a big table, and we had all these ideas and things like that. But I had a lot of input on it. Like, I get quite a lot of input, which is really nice. And it makes it easier for me, because then it makes it easier for the fans to realise that these are my ideas and what I want to do, other than men in suits. Do you know what I mean?
You spend a lot of time with your fans as well, don't you, when you are going out and doing public appearances and stuff like that?
Yes.
I've seen that you'll stop and you'll talk to everyone.
Oh, definitely. I've always said if I could meet absolutely everyone who's ever given me support, then I would. But it just gets difficult, and I'm not allowed.
You're not allowed. They keep you moving.
Yeah, keep moving.
Yeah, you got a schedule to keep.
Yeah, I always like to have a chat with people, because I'm quite a big talker. I just go on for ages, really.
You're like Tom Cruise. When he does movie premieres, he'll spend hours talking to everyone, won't he?
Yeah.
But it's important. They're important people in your life now, aren't they?
Definitely. Well, I wouldn't have got anywhere without them. That sounds really cheesy, you know, when you say, like, I love my fans and I wouldn't be here without... But it's actually true.
What's the ultimate, apart from getting the number one this weekend, what happens after that? We'll get a second single and then an album before Christmas?
We're going to be working on the second single video very soon, hopefully.
Has there been talks about you appearing back on The X Factor? Do you think you'll do that when the live shows kick off?
I'm not really sure. I just got to wait and see, and I can't expect too much, but it would be lovely. I'd like to go back and, you know, show people what I'm like now, you know, what I've achieved since then, and hopefully show the new contestants what you're able to do.
Cher, it's been lovely to chat to you.
Thank you very much.
Best of luck for the weekend. You deserve
Thank
the number
you.
One, and hopefully you'll get it. Thanks very much, Cher.
Thanks. The
podcast. Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend. Search In Demand in the iTunes store.